500-plus industry professionals demand publishing companies blacklist books by Trump administration officials. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 22, 2021. In the latest attempt to censor and ostracize associates of former President Donald Trump, professors, authors, and industry professionals are now demanding that publishing companies refuse book deals for members of the Trump administration. Multiple professors have joined more than 500 authors and industry professionals in demanding a Trump blacklist from the publishing industry. As members of the writing and publishing community of the United States, we affirm that participation in the administration of Donald Trump must be considered a uniquely mitigating criterion for publishing houses when considering book deals, said professors in an open letter. The letter has so far been signed by over 500 authors, editors, agents, and all other publishing professionals, including professors, such as Robert Cooley of Kansas City University, Tanya James of George Mason University, and Edward Selner of St. Catherine University. The letter also insists that while its signees love book publishing, they nonetheless believe that our country is where it is in part because publishing has chased the money and notoriety of some pretty sketchy people. Consequently, we believe, no participant in an administration that caged children, performed involuntary surgeries on captive women, and scoffed at science as millions were infected with a deadly virus should be enriched by the almost rote largesse of a big book deal, the letter continues. And no one who incited, suborned, instigated, or otherwise supported the January 6, 2021 coup attempt should have their philosophies remunerated and disseminated through our beloved publishing houses, they add. The letter goes on to say that there are laws in the United States that exist to prevent criminals from benefiting financially from writing about their crimes. In that spirit, those who enabled, promulgated, and covered up crimes against the American people should not be enriched through the coffers of publishing, the letter states. We believe in the power of words and we are tired of the industry we love enriching the monsters among us, and we will do whatever is in our power to stop it, they add. If publishing houses end up taking action against Trump affiliates, it wouldn't be the first an individual was targeted for their apparent advocacy of the former president. Earlier this month, publishing giant Simon & Schuster canceled Senator Josh Hawley, Armo's book after he participated in a constitutional effort to challenge the 2020 election results. This is also not academia's first attempt to censor and ostracize Trump administration officials. Last week, Harvard students called on the university to revoke the degrees of anyone affiliated with Trump, including Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, and former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. In November, Harvard students also circulated a petition calling for the school to ban members of the Trump administration from attending, speaking, or teaching at the university. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.